Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl injects the show with a healthy dose of Rhymoflavin. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, newspapers in France are printing alarming stories about a cultural shift happening in that country. Young French women are no longer doing what? Traditional French behavior.
They're no longer not shaving their legs.
I'm sorry, I'm like double negative. No,
no,
that's not it.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Apparently, tan lines are the new black.
They're no longer wearing their panties?
tan lines?
They are wearing their bikinis. They're no longer going topless.
Exactly right. They're no longer going topless in the beaches.
Well, the hell with them.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you.
Never liked the French anyway.
Le monokini c'est fini, blared the headline in Les Parisiennes. Metro France led with nude breasts are less trendy, which is strange because they've been in for every fashion season going back to 4000 BC. According to the Time magazine, which has done an excellent job of researching and writing this story, a recent survey on public nakedness found 37% of French women say they were disturbed at the sight of topless sunbathers, so they didn't want to do it. However, when asked their views on the same issue, 75% of French men said, "Aouga!"
Oh, my God. You know,
I'm sorry, that was an awful sex craze klaxon noise. I could not do it.
You know, and of course, I just started, so...
Really?
Behind the trend as usual.
There you go.
Yeah.
What a pity. In upstate New York, you're doing this?
It's very
on Lake
exciting.
Huron?
Very.
You're going to be a very cold young lady.
Very. It's quite thrilling.
Yes. PJ, North Korea continues to rush boldly into the mid-20th century.
Yes.
Last month, the country opened its first what?
What did they open their first? Let's see, because they'd already opened the bomb, and they'd opened the missile crates from Iran. They'd opened those. Kosher deli.
You're close. It is a restaurant, but it's not that kind of restaurant.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Burger King. It's Burger Deer Leader.
Burger Jungle?
Burger, no, well, what kind of...
Kim Burkim!
What kind of restaurant would it be, then?
That would be a...
Burger Kim.
What kind of restaurant is open for the first time in North Korea?
A burger restaurant.
A fast food restaurant.
A fast food
That's
restaurant.
What I mean. Fast
okay.
food restaurant.
I
fast food
if anybody had a car, they could have a drive-thru window.
I know, but they don't. And what is apparently an effort to leapfrog the population right from starving to morbidly obese. North Korea has welcomed fast food. The new restaurant will have all the trappings of its American counterparts, but it won't have quite the same menu because hamburgers, the word, that's a symbol of Western imperialism. So just as we call French fries freedom fries, the restaurant Samtaesong will call hamburgers, quote, minced beef and bread, unquote. Sounds mouthwatering. You can try one with yellow hardened milk and viscous tomato lotion.
Oh, I could eat. Yeah. Oh.
What's really bad is like with the Happy Meals,
yeah.
All they have is little action figures of Kim Jong-il.
It's terrible.
Not so happy.
I think in that restaurant they're called Obedient Patriotic Meals. Happy is... Happy? What is this happy, they will say. PJ, a Florida man has applied for a license to sell a new type of insurance. What is it?
Let's see. Well, as a taxpayer, I would say insurance against insurance companies.
No.
Hmm.
I'll give you a hint. Till filing a claim do we part.
Yeah, divorce insurance.
Well, more or less marriage insurance. Exactly
marriage
right.
Marriage insurance.
As if you needed another reason to end your marriage, now there's a cash payout. With annual premiums of up to $600, it's a great way to start off a marriage because nothing says I love you like betting $50 a month I'm not going to love you much longer.
This is brilliant. This is boy, did I need that.
Oh.
20 years ago. A guy's 20 years late for me.
Claim amounts go up to $10,000, offering men the rare opportunity.
That wouldn't have worked.
No. I don't think so.
Forget what I said about needing them 20 years ago.
This is great. It will offer men the rare opportunity to commit adultery and insurance fraud at the same time. We were wondering
about
this.
Except, unfortunately, your girlfriend will be declared a pre-existing condition.
Exactly. Charlie Pierce.